You're listening to Good Morning Grand Haven, and in the studio bright and early, we have the president of the Grand Haven Ferrisburg Spring Lake Chamber of Commerce, Mark Allen. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mary Ellen. How are you?
I'm well. Nice to have you here. Kind of like
you.
The calm before the... See how quiet it is out
it
here?
It is.
All we need is like a freighter to go by. We'd be all set. You know?
It would be great.
That's not going to happen
like
this
Like we were
morning.
Talking, it never gets old when
it
the
doesn't,
go
does
through.
It?
Nope.
Well, you're upstairs here at One South Harbor, the chamber, and I know there's been some changes. You've got a lot going on, so let's have at it. Let's talk about what's happening with the chamber.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, this week has been a very busy week. Yesterday we had our Leadership Connect class for Healthcare Day. We were at Trinity Health and then at iMove for the remainder of the day. Today we have two events. We have our networking at noon, which is our structured networking program that happens quarterly. And then we have a special workshop later today around earned sick time and minimum wage. It's been the hot topic for businesses, and we're trying to do our part to help everybody learn and understand. And then tomorrow we have our bash over at Rediscover in the podcast studio.
Very nice. I haven't been to that podcast studio yet, but I do want to check that out.
It's really cool. I actually was just on a podcast earlier this week.
You
I was
were.
Their first guest. So
okay.
Yeah, very exciting.
You know, it's interesting. I'm doing a podcast with Sarah Leach from Ottawa News Network. And it's interesting when you do a podcast is so different from radio. Here in the studio right now, I'm looking at the clock. I'm looking at the time. I'm always moving forward in a podcast. You just roll tape and you talk.
Yeah.
You're not looking at time. You're not looking at benchmarks like, oh, I got to do the weather. I got to do this. I got to do that. It gives you a lot of time to just really, really delve into those, you know, topics. A lot happening with the chamber, for sure. What are you hearing from area businesses about the tipped wage? What are you hearing from people?
Just uncertainty because we really don't know what it's going to look like on February 21st when we all have to implement this. And so what do our compliance plans look like? We know that there were some sessions yesterday in Lansing. I haven't heard any updates just yet, but our presenters this afternoon, one of them is Wendy Block from the Michigan Chamber, and so she is very in touch with everything that's going on. So I hope to get an update from her later this morning, but maybe some new information that we can share this afternoon. Otherwise, it's just, you know, uncertainty and waiting.
Yeah, it's certainly running out of time here as well. I mean, the 21st is right around the corner
now. It's
not
that far away anymore.
No, Governor Whitmer says she's open to a bipartisan deal to protect the lower minimum wage of servers and waitstaff. All right, she said that last week, too. And so the 21st will be here before you know it. The House controlled by Republicans, the Senate controlled by Democrats. So something needs to happen this week for sure.
Yeah, well, even in our economic forecast, Dr. Isley mentioned, you know, the tipped wage is still a concern. It's not going to be as big of a concern this year, but looking ahead into next year, what does it look like? How is it going to impact restaurants and their employees? And that's the big thing, because those employees, they make a fair wage.
Yes,
right now.
Yes. That economic forum, I know so many people that went to that.
Yeah, he always does such a great job. I always try to go when he presents in Muskegon so that I can compare the two.
Okay.
And similar up until a point, and then it changes drastically. You know, we need to keep track of what's going on with our friends to the north across the bridge.
Oh, for sure.
They're creating jobs and opening new businesses, and that's going to impact our workforce at some point because a large portion of our employees come from across the bridge.
Well, and that leads me to affordable housing. I know Vice Chair and Ottawa County Commissioner Josh Brueger, when I was out at the landing last week, said that at that forum, they talked about affordable housing. That's the top issue here.
It is. It's a big issue. And Dr. Isley mentioned, you know, we shouldn't really anticipate a change in housing prices for at least the next 3 years.
Wow.
So that really, you know, we need to have those conversations within our municipalities about how do we change some of the zoning regulations for housing.
Right.
To be able to build some smaller footprint homes so that, you know, teachers can afford to live in the community where they work.
That
I
would
know
be
both
nice.
Of the school districts would be open to participating in conversations around that.
Awesome. I would really like to, you know, like to attend to something like that because it's just a top issue for everyone.
Yeah.
It really, really is. Let's talk about some of the changes that are happening within the chamber.
Yeah. So we've been on this journey and, you know, as we come into our new fiscal year that starts in April, even more so, making some changes. In our industry, you're either a 3 C's chamber, you're a catalyst for business, you're a convener of conversations, and you're a connector of people, or you're a 3 P's chamber, parades, parties, and picnics. And we're on a change, a path of change to really become that catalyst for business and being more business and member focused. our intent is things like the Jingle Bell Parade, or we move the Coast Guard Craft Fair over to Merchants and Makers. Our intent is these events don't go away. We just know that we're not the right owner for them anymore. And they're quite costly for us. And as a organization, even though we're a nonprofit, that's our tax status, we still have to watch the bottom line and
sure.
make sure that we're doing well and investing and burdening our member investments correctly and supporting them with what they need, want, and expect.
So what does that mean for some of the events then?
Yeah, so we'll be doing more forum type events. Back to the topic of housing, we'll do another housing forum. We're exploring what it would look like to do an education forum. Transportation and childcare are big topics that all feed into talent. And so what would a talent forum look like? So some more of those hard-hitting conversations where panel of experts and businesses can all weigh in and have good conversation and question and answer. So more of those true things that we should be doing as yeah. that Chamber of Commerce. And quite honestly, you know, we've been doing some member surveys and getting feedback on a regular basis of what the members do want from us.
Right.
And these are things that they would like to see more of. And
they
so
would.
That's exactly.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. And my background supports that. And
okay.
happy to kind of launch some new things.
So what specific events is the Chamber not going to be a part of anymore? Is there anything specific that you're walking away from?
Well, we transitioned the sand sculpture contest over to Marcy and the team at the Visitor Center. And
wonderful.
They did a fantastic job with it this past summer.
Okay.
This year, we transitioned the Coast Guard Craft Fair over to Shile and Merchants and
Makers. That's going to be amazing.
They have such a wider reach to a variety of new vendors and plus a lot more access to some people that are going to come to the festival new as
okay.
shoppers, but they'll experience what Coast Guard Festival is all about.
Awesome.
So helping, you know, in that sense, us hosting a craft fair doesn't really do much for our members in the manufacturing realm, right?
It doesn't.
And so right now we're exploring what does the Jingle Bell Parade look like. We're in conversations with a couple of organizations. We know that we're doing it still this year.
Okay.
But planning
moving
for the
forward.
Future. Right. What does it look like and how can we be a good partner in a transition? And it could be a partnership, right?
Yeah.
We just know that it takes a lot of staff time.
It does.
And volunteers. And sometimes we just don't have all that staff time available and access to
right.
volunteers like some of the other organizations do.
How about the Grand Haven and the Spring Lake Farmers Market? Is that still a go this year?
Yeah, Grand Haven Farmers Market is still a go.
Mm-hmm.
We're researching what it might look like to transition the Spring Lake Farmers Market. But we've definitely committed to our work in the farmers market for this year. But also looking at how can we do it differently.
Sure.
And rely more on community volunteers to help day of so that we don't have two or three staff people that are at the market on, you know, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
That takes up a lot of
it
time.
Does. It does.
And I've seen them out there, I know.
Yeah.
And they're hauling their wagon with all the stuff that they need.
Yeah.
How long have you been on the job?
19 months. So quickly coming up on 2 years here.
I interrupted you. What were you going to say? You were going to add something about the farmer's market? Or?
You know, I was just going to say the staff does a great job.
Oh, yeah.
And our interns that we have in the summer do a great job in helping out with that. But how could we use interns more effectively
mm-hmm.
to help us with, you know, some of our marketing and changing what our brand and image looks like? You know, how do we take that time
there
and
you
make
go.
Sure it's time well spent?
There you go. Yeah, I get that. What do you think you've learned in the last 19 months, Mark?
I've learned a lot about the business community here. So coming from Grand Rapids to Grand Haven, the business community is so different, but it's still the same as far as some of those things that they expect from the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And then just learning about all the things that are made here, and touring manufacturing companies and sitting down with the nonprofits and learning about their missions. You know, there's similarities, but there's so many differences, and just learning all that new has been a great experience for
good.
Me.
Well, it's
and
good
everybody's
to have
been
you
very
here.
Welcoming.
That's good. That's really, really good. Yeah, to come from a city of Grand Rapids to here, because I live in Grand Rapids, it's different. It's,
yeah.
you know, there's it's different. This is a resort town. People are on beach time.
Yeah. That was a big change.
Yeah.
I was wearing a suit coat all the time until somebody's like, you make
me
nervous with that.
You totally get it. You totally get it. There are days where I don't even wear shoes in the studio because I'm on beach time. Anything else we should go over, or do you think we've covered everything?
I think we've done a nice job. Keep track of our calendar of events coming into March. Well, next week, Friday, we have our February bash, and then We'll have, or excuse me, our February early bird breakfast. We'll have a bash and early bird breakfast in March.
Uh-huh.
And then again, April starts our new fiscal year. And so that's when we might see some new things entering into the calendar on the website.
Awesome. And lastly, someone's listening. They just opened a new business in town. They're not part of the chamber. Why should they be part of what you guys do? How does it benefit a business in town?
Yeah, a great question. So, you know, we like to say that we're a resource for businesses and helping them connect to whatever it is or whoever it is that they might need to, whether it's working better with their local municipality, helping them with a marketing plan, strategy. Maybe it's finding some funding sources. You know, that's on the small business side. If we're thinking about manufacturing and economic development, how do we connect them with some of our partners through Lakeshore Advantage, MEDC, to see, you know, if they're doing an investment in new equipment or expanding their employee base, what training grants might be out there, or how can we help them expand, which then creates more jobs and brings more people into our community.
It sure does.